Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You could be earning sweet dollary dues to work towards your goals while you listen to this Carrie and Tommy podcast. Save for a holiday, kickstart your own business, upgrade your car. Anything's possible when you drive using the Uber app. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Good. Last show together before a bit of a break.
Yes.
A week off.
Our best ofs are going to be going to air, though, so all the funny bits are often at our expense. But you can laugh at us if you've missed bits all next week. We've got a big show coming up today.
Oh, the new fitness craze. So if you're bored of your workout at the moment, I am going to do a live workout. Look at me go while we're on air.
Are you going to make me do this as well?
Of course I'm going to make you do it. But I think the new thing we're all going to do together collectively to get fit. It's so fun.
It's Tai Bo or something, isn't it?
Tai Bo. I used to love Tai Bo.
What's the other one? Zumba? Rumba?
Oh, Zumba. I never
Zumba. Rumba is what Jesse makes love to.
Booty drop, mine or yours?
I hope you don't mind, but I've taken over your booty drop.
That's fine.
Hit me, Jesse.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the clubs, makes me want to hit the club. Hit the clubs.
Rain ain't saying she a gold digger.
Rain is such a bad.
We get a whack.
Big Mom's booty drop.
And if you missed it yesterday, Bickers in her spare time has some odd hobbies. And
I'm keeping on top of my health issues.
Next week, with your time off, you are choosing to let a stranger put a camera up your bottom.
I'm having a colonoscopy, mate. Nothing to be ashamed about. And go get them done,
yep.
Ladies and guys.
Everyone.
Yep.
Book one in today. Well, I wanted to do a colonoscopy-themed booty drop.
Really?
Yes.
And is there a song? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, This Baby Got Back. I thought that was fun.
Funny.
Bubble Butt, Modulaser. Yep. Or I settled on this.
Mm-hmm.
What about a bit of Gwen Stefani, My Shit Is Bananas?
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I'm going to be the first to admit that I don't really get art. I go to art galleries and I spend a lot of time going, that's ugly, while other people go, oh, just, you know, the way that they can see the inside into the artist's, you know,
so you're the only
space. I'm see it.
No. You're the only one that gets it. And I sail this like a schooner on the ocean. I say this as someone who has failed contemporary arts over 5 years.
Mm.
You're not meant to. Like, it's meant to be about conversation.
Is it?
You're not meant to think it's wonderful. You're not meant
I don't understand. So I went with my friend.
And saying that, that's the whole point.
When we were in London, I had an hour free before I had to get on the flight home. And so my friend in London and I went to
which was a long commute from London.
We only had an hour, but we made it.
Oh, my God, the things we can cram into an hour these days.
The Tate Britain.
Oh, my God.
Which is not the Tate Modern.
Jonathan Thurston.
That I discovered once I got to the Tate Modern and realised it was the Tate Britain. Anyway. Stop it. We spent more time laughing at the art than respecting it.
And I felt.
I couldn't understand it. First of all, we went to this room that just had floating knives and forks and spoons.
How do they float?
They were hanging, I wanted so badly to touch them.
Yeah, why couldn't you?
No, because it's not.
No, you can.
No, you can't.
You can. You can.
You actually can't.
You can. It makes your next minute in life exciting. You can.
There was like thousands. If I pushed one, it would have set the whole thing.
So just so we're clear, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But any of those things where they say you can't touch them, you can.
No, you can't.
It just changes your life.
I wasn't ready for my life to be changed in that moment. Okay? But then I came across this picture. And I want to show you this picture. First of all, I'm just going to give you the explanation because art needs explanations. I don't know. If your art's that good, do you need a little blurb next to it? You know, all
I'm saying? Yeah, because usually they say the medium, the artist.
So, Hoshiari. Shiraz Hoshiari is born in 1950.
Beckers, I love and support you, but I am backing out.
Hoishieri is interested in the qualities and mechanisms of perception. Is it? It's a sword. She has referred to this painting as a protest against knowing. As she says, my entire development has been to explore the nature of seeing, how we perceive the world and how we make judgments in relation to what we see. The title, Veil, refers to a hidden barrier or membrane between different states or realms. Hoishieri's use of colour and texture creates a modular effect on the surface of the painting so that the centre appears to recede as we approach it.
Yes.
This reveals the depths of space created through the flow of markings on the painting surface.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Captivating.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. This is the picture.
Oh, my God.
What am I missing?
Tell me what I'm missing. Well, you're missing the point.
What am I missing?
So just so everyone knows, what I'm looking at is a plain... black canvas.
Which,
if you looked close enough,
yep.
you might
what
say there's
seeing?
A bit of grey in there, but there's not. It's
no,
just
it is a one. It would be a dark grey, fully painted canvas. Is what
so,
that is. There's not a painting on it. There's nothing on it. What am I missing?
The point of art.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand.
Yeah, because this—that's the point. It's fine. You're allowed to be angry at this. That's fine.
That it makes me so. I could do that.
No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't. I've had this argument. I've had this argument so many times.
What is that? I think I can see a square in the middle. Can you see the square
in
the middle?
Yeah, that's the grey bit I was talking about.
Yeah.
Because I've had this argument so many times. If you think you could do that, go on and do it.
I will recreate that.
I can't wait to see it next week.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home this Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So, Bickers, I'm not sure, but I think... I might have made up a saying.
Oh, God.
I'm a bit worried about it because it sounds too clever for me.
So have you put in your trademark already and stuff?
This is
once
it.
You say it.
This is the process of, you know, passing it over.
Publicly owning
getting
it.
Getting it stamped,
yep.
patented.
Okay.
That's Tommy's.
Yep.
What a wise man.
Great.
Because I've made up one before and I tried to say it on air and you told me I've got to stop saying that. And that is you can't get pregnant doing it in a spa. Which that was my saying for a long time.
It's just not a saying, though.
What do you mean? Yes,
that's
it is.
Life
I just said it.
That's just a philosophy
yeah.
that you live by.
Yes, but philosophers say sayings.
It's just not a saying that the world's going to. No, it's not a thing.
Yes.
And also, it's not a thing.
Yes,
so,
it is.
No.
Something about science.
No, it's not about science at all.
It is. There's heat and gravity.
Guys,
and
if you're listening, all girls, that's just don't listen to Dr.
And, see, you're already giving me doctor title.
God, you can say bullshit and we give you doctor titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. You haven't actually just given me the doctor title.
I called you Dr. Little.
Yeah.
Dr.
Doolittle. So I'm worried that my saying is an actual saying.
Already?
Yes.
Okay. Give it to us.
I was on the plane on the way home and I was planning not to drink and then... Of course, I had nothing to do, and so I started drinking, and I thought to myself, as I filled my what were previously idle hands with a quite full glass of whiskey, I went like this to myself, which gives a real insight into the moments I have by myself. I went, idle hands are the devil's plaything.
Because normally it's idle hands make light work.
I don't know.
Idle hands. There is an idle hands saying.
So is this my saying, do you think? Before we Google,
okay, so there
I just
is
like
an it. Idle hands saying.
And is it?
But I don't know if it's that one. But that is actually a really great saying if it's not.
Idle hands are the devil's plaything. Hey, Eli's looked it up.
Oh.
What have I done? Have I just closely said another person's
yeah.
saying? What is it? What is
idle
it?
Idle hands are the devil's workshop.
Oh, mine's better.
I think yours is better.
So,
the devil's workshop.
So I'm going to teach you two things.
Yep.
It's that
no,
idle
don't
hands
repeat the
are
first
the devil's
one.
Plaything and...
And both of those things happen at the same time often.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Andy Lee is on the show very soon.
Up next, though, I have to bring you a text that I just got from my friend. Oh, my God, about an encounter she had with a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
It's hectic.
Great.
Funny, too. I'll bring that to you next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So you know how earlier in the week we were talking about how when I was in London interviewing George Clooney and Julia Roberts,
yes.
I ran into Amal Clooney on the way out
yes.
of the interview. She was outside on her way to work
yes.
with a big pile of notes.
Yes, you said she had paper, which means She was going to work.
Yeah, and I tried to get a photo with her, but she was in the middle of work, and then I felt so awkward that I fled.
Yes, yeah. And do you think Amal has a thing or two to learn about us, who is famously a paperless show? Because
I'm not sure when you're a UN lawyer, is that what she is? I don't know if they, is that all PDFs or is that more like proper?
Well, they haven't got iPads.
I don't reckon. I reckon they're old school.
The UN is solely responsible for the deforestation of the Amazon. You heard it here first.
Anyway, as we were talking about that the other day, my nanny sent me a picture and she said, check out this photo of when I took my daughter to a book launch for Danny Minogue's book. And look at that little cute little photo, right? How gorgeous.
It's so cute.
Describe the picture.
So Danny is there. I'm assuming Danny is the one on the right. Danny is there, and I only assume that because they look the same age, but one's wearing lipstick. Danny is there in a red kind of dress, and then there's a young girl
and
that appears to be...
And their heads are just like, it's a really close together
photo. Their heads
photo.
Are pushed up together.
Yeah, it's before COVID times. What,
yes, it could only be described as COVID unsafe.
Yes, right. So my nanny said, gorgeous photo, loved it, got home, and about 3 hours after that photo was taken, they found out that her daughter had nits.
Oh, my gosh.
Having just lent her head into Danny Minogue's head.
Yes.
What do you do in that case?
Blame Danny.
Yeah. Danny
gave my daughter nits.
Hashtag, who else has Danny given nits to?
But how's
put
that?
Your nits out for Danny.
So bad. Put your nits out for Danny.
Carrie and Tommy. Across the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because what are you reading over there?
Oh, just a new book by my bedstand.
Okay.
Do not open this book for eternity.
It is the smash hit follow-up to Do Not Open This Book. Because I was like, I don't know how many there are now. I believe it's the 42nd in the series. The author, Andy Lee, joins us now. G'day, Ando.
Nice to be in. Yeah, it's a bit advanced for you, Tommy, but Carrie might be able to read it to you in one of the ad breaks.
You know what she does? She does the weirdest thing.
Story.
She swaddles me. When there's a good song on, she swaddles me and reads to me. People are like, oh, when Drake's playing, what do you guys do? And I'm like, you wouldn't believe it.
I'm swaddled. Yeah. Arms aren't free, but I'm in bliss.
So how do you keep getting creative every time? We're onto the 8th version of this.
Yeah.
It would be easy just to write a different idea.
I've only got one trick. Same with what Hamish and I do. We've got one trick and try and milk it for all we want.
But that would be harder, I would think, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, people haven't seen the books. It's about a monster that's trying to tell you not to turn the page for some reason. Generally, a spell's on him and something's going to happen to him by the time he gets to the end of the book. So, yeah, it is. I just love seeing kids yell at the book, and some kids, it's a psychic test.
It's not yelling at the book, just so you know. It's yelling at the parent, because we're the ones saying that should we turn, and they go, turn the page! Well, it's not at the book, it's at us.
It's a psychological test for your kids. So if your kid wants to turn the page straight away, they are likely to be troublesome teenagers.
So psychopaths.
That's so fun.
Where if they're more reticent or a bit worried about it, they're fine. You can actually let their boyfriend or girlfriend stay over in there.
Is this the test?
This is the test. So even if you don't like the book, it's a necessary purchase just for
That's concerning because Evie just turns it, so.
How do you go with disciplining? I know you haven't got kids, but I've got nieces the other day. Yeah. And the other day, the youngest one, she looked me in the eye. She dropped her pizza crust on the ground. And I said, Elsa, do you want to pick up your pizza crust? And she looked at me and went, nah.
Oh.
And I went, okay, I'm, yep.
Really?
Yep.
Did you pick it up?
Oh, no, yeah, of course I picked it up.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
good.
I am arsehole uncle.
Are you?
Yeah.
High standards, manners.
No one, manners.
Yep.
And they not allowed to cry in my house. So when they come around, so.
Not allowed to cry in your house. How do you stop that?
That is arsehole uncle.
Fingers under the eyes? What do you do?
A rule's no crying in the house. Unless they actually hurt. But if it's just like,
what year are you from?
I don't know if you've caught up on parenting and stuff, but we're far more works. Open
they're
emotions.
So if it's something frivolous, like, you know, oh, George took my toy, I'm crying, I say, go outside, I cry outside. And so they go outside now. And then George one day said, but I want a hug. And I said, well, hug the pillar, because there was a pillar outside of the house. I said, so he's outside hugging the pillar.
When
my sister gets home and goes, where's George? And she looks out through the window and he's crying, hugging a pillar. And she's like, what's going on over there? And I said, oh, there's no crying in the house. You know the rule. I told her the rule. And she's like, yeah, but what's happening? And I said, well, he wanted a hug. And I said, go hug the pillar there.
Why aren't you hugging your nephew?
Because he was annoying me, and he does, and it was a frivolous thing. If he actually fell over or for something emotional, of course you hug and support.
That kid's gonna
but
be.
If
in
it's
a
like I want
psychologist's
chocolate,
couch,
if I want chocolate and I can't have it, bad luck. She can't have
go
chocolate all the time.
Pillow.
Go hug
I
a pillow.
I can't wait till that kid grows up and has. And why is he? Where did the pillow fetish come from? Do you reckon? Man marries pillow. Can't see is where problems started many years ago. It's the only thing that makes him feel any comfort.
No, but now there's no shenanigans. There's no shenanigans when I take them. I could sometimes take them for 3 days actually to my two nephews.
And isn't that a blissful childhood?
Yeah, all they do
no
is push down their emotions, yeah, and just bury them deep.
No, we have lots of fun. But just
no tears,
no tricks,
right?
No tricks.
Yes, sometimes that's what we always say. No tricks. If you're going to, if you want to watch a bit of extra cricket,
you're scaring me.
I know. Do you have this same attitude in relationships?
I saw Beck
hugging a pillar at the front of a pub the other week. I was wondering what was going on.
You know what? I bloody should. Unfortunately, when it comes to Beck,
you'd be threatened by the size of the pillar.
I sit there and I'm a very good shoulder to cry on and let it out with our relationship.
Don't try and come back from it now. We know the true you.
There's times I wanted to go direct it to the closest pillar. That's for sure.
With Andy's face painted on it.
Hey, quick question before we go. So how many countries is this book in?
Countries, I don't know. It's in 38 languages, but it'll probably be six.
So what happens with, like, there's a lot of words like phew and ah.
Yes.
Yeah, what do they translate to?
Some of them translate the same because they're actually just, you know, the sounds that we make. And others, they put their own, you know,
which is Italy?
Is that Italy?
Little umlaut, or you know, all the different accents. And then when it comes,
umlaut's one of the best.
When it comes to like Taiwanese and Japan, it's best sell in Japan. But I have no idea because the characters and China as well. The characters, I find it, you know, I would have thought would be a funnier character, but it doesn't seem to be. So it's hard to tell.
Right.
But the German version, wow. I had someone upload them reading the German version to their kids at school, in a German school. And it really felt like turning the page was going to be a big deal because when the Germans are telling you not to, it felt far more authoritarian, you know. It's like, these are brave kids to continue.
Just like you being an uncle.
Yeah.
They just, you know, they do exactly what they're told.
And the other great one was, there's one, I got the vision sent to me of a principal in Mexico reading it to 400 students at assembly. And obviously I'd understand Spanish, but they're reading away. And then as soon as the principal would pause, you'd hear, si, 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 si.
Oh,
so that was pretty cool. That warmed my heart.
Oh.
Not that heartless guy that makes people feel jealous.
Not enough to give him a hug. But
Do Not Open This Book for Eternity is out now. Make sure you grab yourself a copy. Anyway, thank you both.
Nice. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, you could be earning with Uber. Just visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.
Yep, earn when you want.
Yeah.
Well, earn in your spare time.
Well, the kids are at school.
Yep, no boss, no shifts, no uniform.
How good.
Heaven.
How good.
I know. Speaking of heaven and transportation.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we no longer have to wear our uniforms that you make us wear. But
we do look like we are in uniform today.
I know. It's cute.
This is our matching outfit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I called Chris, your partner, this morning, and I said, quick, what's she wearing? I'll see if I can put the closest thing to the same on.
I've got something fun up next for us to do.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No.
No, you'll love it. This is not like a stitch up or like the thing that you're going to hate. You will love this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This will be you at your finest.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll stick around.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So, as I was scrolling the internet the other day, I told you I discovered the new exercise craze I was going to participate in.
Oh, my gosh. Is this the kangaroo jumping things?
Oh, my God,
things?
The kangaroo jumping shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you know? Within a week, they're here.
Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah. producers got onto it and they've ordered me some.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, in case you missed it, here's my excitement about the Kanga shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
What's strapped to the feet?
It is two boots which resemble ski boots.
Yep.
But then under the ski boots, they've got essentially mini trampolines on them. So, they've got kind of springs on each foot and they bounce around.
You like dance around like that.
Yes.
But it's like.
And then you hop to side to side on these things, which are definitely going to break and you're definitely going to pop a knee.
It's
but
called what?
Isn't it called kangarooing?
Kangarooing.
That makes sense.
Is it called kangarooing? Anyway, when can we kangaroo?
Me never. You whenever you want.
And yet, here we have two pairs of kangaroo shoes.
How fun are these? Okay, so first things first. We love a bit of visual content, so you're going to have to go to the socials if you want to actually see us do this. You're about to hear us do this, which might be as fun as seeing it. What is that goes
have
on the bottom?
Got to put together.
Yeah,
the shoes?
Well, one of them's put together. The other one, I think, you're meant to clip on. I also thought it's prudent of me to do my Kegels first. So,
it's Kegel time. Take your pelvic floor to paradise. My, please don't we. Now do your kegels with me.
Three, four, two, ladies.
One, clench.
Yep. Okay. I'm doing them. Yep.
I always go too quick.
Yep. Okay.
Hang on. I need to ask again. Is it my butt hole?
No, we've talked about this.
Sorry.
I'm good. I'm kegeled up. I'm all strapped in and ready to go. And I've never felt so excited.
Well, I think I know what's happened.
Yep.
Are these only made in petite women sizes?
No, we got your size.
They're tiny.
You're size 11, aren't you?
Yeah, these are not. These are not.
No,
11.
No. I'm getting told they only that's the biggest. What size is that?
Because my toes are broken.
Well, they will be at the end of this. We're about to Kanga jump, and I had a little tiny moment where I stood up before, and I felt like I was on a pogo stick. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need some music. What's our music we're going to jump to?
Jump.
Crisscross will make you jump. Jump. Okay, hold on. Okay.
Oh, no, these are absolutely going to break.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, you ready?
Did you just hear mine crack?
Now what do we do?
Oh, my gosh.
Is this a low point in your day?
This is a low point in my life.
And why are we doing it inside? You're meant to be in a class.
Also, why am I so uneasy on this thing?
So ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, you look great, Pickers.
Okay, ready? Okay, I need some tunes. What song are you doing for me? Okay, ready?
No, I'm... Is that fun?
Oh, my God.
Is that fun?
Amazing.
It's not amazing. You're getting literally 2 centimetres off the ground. These actually jump less than boots.
What do you mean?
Like, these knees are not jumpy. Gary is jumping up and down. She's put down her microphone.
It looks very much like when you see a kid jump with excitement, like a toddler.
Yes.
You can go out and in and like so.
Yeah, I know how legs work, mate. I understand how legs work. But you're jumping less high than if you didn't have these on.
No, I'm not. I couldn't get that high.
Because you are honestly getting like 2 centimetres off the ground.
I've got to work harder, don't I?
Yeah, okay.
Stop telling me to hold the mic, Annabelle. I'm trying to jump.
What do you think this is, Annabelle? Radio? This is a workout class. Thank you.
Because in a workout, far out, I'm so puffed and I've
Are
been
you?
Doing it
from
for like
jumping.
20 seconds. See, there you go. Put your back into it. Go.
But
go,
it's
go.
Not at all fun.
It is. Go.
It's not because it's not fun.
And you're not getting enough height.
No, it's because I'm wearing these stupid shoes. We should just jump. You should try jumping just in normal shoes. You'll love it. It's an absolute
mess. No, you're not leaning into it because you're worried you're going to hurt yourself.
If
no,
you
I
do
just
want
the
to
shoes
see
are going to break.
At Carrie Tommy Show on the socials.
I need to look at how they're doing it in their class. Hold on.
Yeah, okay. So now you're just looking at
your
phone.
Sorry, would you like me to hold the mic, Annabelle?
While she Googles
find the video.
The jump.
Hold on. Okay, hold on, everybody.
Because can I take these off? Because my toes are so crushed.
Okay, so here we go. Here's what we're going to... Oh,
yeah.
This is it. Okay.
I'm not doing it.
There we go. Okay, we can do that. So it's going... we're going to go from one foot to
left. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, my goodness. She's bouncing on one leg and then going to the other. I'm so scared for her ankles.
You know how I'm usually... Oh, mate, and we've just put these together. They're not staying together.
They are.
Because one you know how I usually like our visual content?
Try one foot.
Actually, now they're both.
Actually, it's quite fun. Bouncing around. Actually, it is pretty fun. Okay, I'm back on that.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
He's broken. Just hit him quick, because.
Oh, that was so hard, Carrie.
It worked, though.
Whew, I'm back. This is a segment where we get asked a question, we throw around what the answer could be, and then producer Annabelle tells us the answer. What is the question for today, Annabelle?
Today is, what do you reckon the percentage of people that sit down to pee, men that sit down to pee versus stand up to pee?
Is this because I admitted to being a spisser
on
earlier?
Tuesday, yes.
I've never heard the expression spisser.
Yeah, sit down to piss.
Yeah.
Spisser. You never heard that either?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How many men choose to sit down to pee rather than stand?
Jesse.
Oh, is in all the time. Like, that's their preferred.
It has to be every time.
No, well,
because if you're at like a sporting game or something, I guess you could go into a toilet cubicle.
I'm not queuing up to sit down to pee.
No.
Yes, the
thank you. What a shame we have to.
Yeah. I don't know why that hasn't been sorted out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Actually, I was at a theatre the other day, a new theatre, and there was like 40 cubicles for women, and I was like, finally, someone's realised a lot of women go to the theatre and they need to pee often.
Yes.
Old people.
Yeah, so true. Jesse, as a quick straw poll, where do you stand?
Definitely stands.
Does it count if I do it at night? I always go to sit down. So if you wake up in the middle of the night and you need to go for a pee, sit down.
Because you're scared you'll miss in the dark. And
I don't want to wake up too much. Standing's too much effort.
Yeah, yeah. But don't you just want to relax and pee all the time? What have you got against spissing all of the time?
I don't know. I've just never done it. I guess.
You're weird.
Does it feel weird?
I think it would feel a bit weird. Committing like too much.
I don't know. This is
I haven't got some anaconda that I'm trying to tuck between my legs. What do you mean?
I just feel like I just feel like it just would be weird.
What, are you worried where my penis goes, Carrie?
I just wonder whether.
What do you think
when you
do
stand
it?
Up?
We take it off.
I'm going to say 60%.
What, sit down?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay,
no.
Well, I'm not a man.
I reckon I'm in the rare breed of it. Oh. I reckon 15%.
Oh, that little?
I would have thought so.
No, but if it's that enjoyable, more people would be doing it.
No, there's so many things that are enjoyable that people don't do.
Okay, Eli, do you sit down or stand up?
In public?
In public?
Yeah. I stand.
Yeah, same.
At home, sit.
Same. Sorry. I assume we're talking about at home because I'm the same.
Sit. So maybe it's higher than you think.
Maybe.
And you sit at home at night. God, it's quite specific, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We've all got our routines.
And getting it wrong, and so you actually sit in the day, and you're like, well, now I've got to wait here 8 hours until it's dark.
I'm so jet-lagged.
I'm weird about this. Annabelle, what is the results?
Okay, a survey from August 2020 showed that 70% of men sat down during urination.
I know. I know my men.
Compared to 5 years ago, when only 51%.
I know. It's been a tough year. Everyone's tired.
The pandemic. We all got fat and legs couldn't hold us up anymore.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Friday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Same but backwards on the way, guys.
Up next, though, I'm going to tell you about a celebrity relationship that happened in the 90s that I had no idea happened between two of the biggest pop bands in the world. There was a relationship that went down. I discovered this when I sat down for a one-on-one with one of the artists I'm going to tell you about next. She was absolutely brilliant, and I'll fill you in next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
We drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When I was over in London interviewing George Clooney, I was going to say George and Julia, but we're not on first names basis. George Clooney and Julia Roberts.
And not
let's not forget Amal, who you bumped
and
into
Amal,
and
who I
didn't get a photo with, but hugged her like you were taking a photo.
Someone who I did get a photo with and did hug and spent time in her house is Sporty Spice.
Really?
I got to go and do an interview with Mel C, because she's got a memoir out at the moment, and God, she was an absolute delight.
Because is the book called My Sporty Life or something like that?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's coming out very, very soon. In the book, it covers everything, stuff you've never heard about the Spice Girls. It talks all about the highs and lows, and there were so many lows, and it's only as a fan that you look back and go, the whole time, it's a bit like when we were talking to Darren Hayes, and I was thinking about all the time that I used to love watching him perform and stuff, and I never really appreciate what would have been going on for them behind closed doors. And for Mel C, there was heaps of stuff going on for her. She had eating disorders and depression and anxiety, and there was heaps of stuff between the girls. They all shared a house when they first started together. I had no idea that there was an extra Spice Girl at the beginning that we never heard about.
What's it?
A Spice Girl called Michelle. She was in the very beginning of it all.
What spice was she?
I don't think they'd worked that out yet. They hadn't worked out what spice she was. And the spice names only came up because they were doing an interview with a mag and they had to like put a funny little label above all their faces and so they gave them spices.
Yes.
Anyway, so there was Michelle and I said, how does Michelle now, who didn't last long, she was only in it for a couple of weeks, how does Michelle feel about things now?
Have you ever spoken to Michelle since to say, like, look what you missed out on, babe?
I know, right? Well, she's, you know, there's been little articles written about her, and I actually don't know what she's doing right now. She didn't end up working in music. She was, but she was, you know, she was unsure at the time. She had a place at uni, so, you know, the rest of us were so single-minded in what we wanted to do. So she didn't really fit in.
Imagine being at uni when the Spice Girls blew up and you're like, I've got to go to a shoot on Thursday morning and they've just played Wembley. Oh, my God.
But what I love, and you talk about girl power, but when they formed, they were told girl groups like that would not work. So they kind of took the baton off take that, right? And they were told girl groups wouldn't work. And yet they were like, no, we will show you that we will work. And not only that, they were in complete control of their group. So they signed up with a manager, but they just wouldn't be bossed around.
Yeah.
They would often say there was never a lead. So every time someone say, which one of you is going to be the lead? They said, no, all of us are going to have equal amount of time on camera, equal amount of singing. And that was the thing, that was the pact that they made so that they didn't have fallings out because there was never a lead. But then she spoke a lot about the one area of control that was hard was about relationships. And I was stunned to read in the book how much she was encouraged not to have a relationship, while some of the other girls were encouraged to have a relationship, that she was told it wouldn't be perhaps a good look for her to have a relationship and the damage that did for her long term.
I mean, to be honest with you, it wasn't as if I wasn't in control because I wasn't going to be told that I couldn't, you know. If I'd met somebody, then screw you, if I can say that. but it was just like, you know, I think when you're vulnerable as well, when somebody goes,
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea for you. She's fine. She can have a boyfriend because she's like, she can cope with having a boyfriend. She's strong enough to have a boyfriend, but you're not. It makes you question yourself. You know, when you're already vulnerable, it's like, it's quite destructive, I think.
Which is so sad to think someone would have that control over you. But she goes on to talk about one of the relationships she did have that I never knew about was with Robbie Williams.
I didn't even realise that you had a brief fling with Robbie Williams. I mean, that was even, I was like...
I mean, it's so typical, isn't it? Like, this book's coming out and I think Robbie's got a record coming out as well. So it's like, oh my gosh, he's been quiet for years. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're doing a show together in a few weeks. I'm going to go like that. You might want to read chapter...
Well, because you do say at the end that he wasn't that lovely at the end. Does he know he wasn't that lovely?
Oh, yeah. And he's apologised to me and there's a lot of waters, you know, gone under the bridge. But, it's part of the story and it has to be told.
And there you go.
Wow.
I had no idea she was with Robbie. There are a lot of bombshells in her memoir that's worth reading. It is uplifting and equal parts heartbreaking. And we'll have the full interview Tuesday night on the project.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards. It's your primitive as well,
It is currently a tie, guys.
Oh, my gosh. What is the score?
It is 11 all.
I guess it doesn't matter, does it?
No, because we're not doing it for the competition aspect.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. Doesn't matter. I meant once it's a tie, may as well go back to zero.
Yeah. Actually, yes.
Because who cares how many you're on? Mm. You're not going, I want to get to 20 wins. That'll be a good season for me.
It does sound better, though, than I want to get to 3. Do you know what I mean? It looks like your run's a bit longer.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Shall we play?
Here's your first song.
Tommy.
Tommy.
It's a Mysterious Boy.
It's Johnny's favourite song.
Timberland.
Don't be mad.
Oh, come on.
That is not what it is.
Oh, I know it's not that. I know now. Give me another go.
I don't know, so you can have it.
It's Promiscuous Boy.
Promiscuous Girl, isn't it? So we should get half a half. You got two goes and got it wrong the second go.
But he gave me a ding.
And I got it right.
I'll take back a ding. And if you could, it'd sound like this.
Sure, now you're both on zero again.
Okay, great.
Song number two.
Tommy.
Tommy.
It's Don't Chat Pussycat Doll. Don't you wish your
girlfriend was... This is Johnny's full playlist, isn't it?
Yes, because the other one, he plays Promiscuous Girl when he's got someone over.
Yeah.
And then Don't Chat, he plays by himself. He's just in the mirror.
One zip, song number three.
Oh, Carrie.
Because
three.
It is Bruno Mars.
One.
Pleasure? No.
Oh, no, it's 24 Karat.
Treasure! We're terrible today.
I've got one.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm doing better than I usually do.
Yeah, it's song number four, One Zip.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Jesse. Tommy.
Harry.
Tommy.
Sexy Back, Justin Timberlake.
Tommy wins.
Tommy, well done, Tommy. Thanks for saying that, Carrie. Great impression of me as well.
Carrie and Tommy. Let's set this party off right. Pop, pop, it's
showtime. What's that sound? Guess who's back again? Carrie and Tommy present Bruno Mars.
I'm returning for a concert.
Live from Earth.
Give me your, give me your, give me your attention, baby.
Hey, guys, this is Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars is coming to Sydney for two exclusive shows, Friday the 14th and Saturday the 15th of October. Tickets at Ticketek.
Now here's your hosts, Carrie Jupiter and Tommy Uranus.
I hope we give the tickets to this first guy because I've been reading all about him.
Tell
me. He proposed to his fiance with the song Marry You in her office.
Really?
Yes, I need to hear the story.
Did they
call
say
him,
yes?
Jesse.
Okay.
We're dialing.
We'll find out if he answers.
Ring, ring.
Hello, this is Tom Earth.
Oh! Tom, I need to know all about it. Tell me how you proposed to fiance.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I won. This is amazing.
Well, it depends how good your story is, Tom.
So it was lockdown in Australia. And, obviously in Australia. That's where we are. It's lockdown by his phone. It was lockdown in Melbourne last year. And I had always said I was going to do a flash mob. And and obviously it wasn't possible during lockdown. So what I did was I got in touch with a couple of her colleagues. And I said, can we tell the whole workplace that it's just, we're going to film everyone dancing just to make a video to lift everyone's spirits. And so they did that. A couple of her colleagues did that. They even got my fiance, to put together a little dance video. And she was, much to her disappointment, she didn't want to be doing it. And so she even had a little dance on her actual, in her actual proposal video. So she was part of the flash mob. That was for her that she didn't know about at the time, if that makes sense.
Oh, that's cool.
And then did you, like, gate crash the Zoom or something?
That's exactly it. So then I came around the corner to where her door was, and I gate crashed the Zoom. I said, will you marry me? And so, and I recorded it all, and you've got a reaction and everything like that. Yeah, it was a really special day for us.
Did you sing Marry You by Bruno Mars, or did you have it on in the background?
I didn't sing it myself. I had a friend who works there as well, who she's a phenomenal singer, and she changed the lyrics to I Think Tom Wants to Marry You. So, I mean, I'd be happy to share it with you guys if you want, if people wanted to watch it. But
personally, I'd love to see it, Tom. I love displays of joy, and so I would love to see it. Bickers is it dead inside. So.
I would love to see it, Tom. I'm the one probing you about your engagement. I love it all, Tom.
But that's because you're into probing.
You're off to see Bruno Mars with your loved one.
Oh, my God, this is amazing. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
Have the best one, Tommy. Cheers.
Bruno Mars is coming to Sydney for two exclusive shows, Friday the 14th and Saturday the 15th of October. Tickets at Ticketek.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Are you debating sharing lip balm? Is that what's
Certainly
happening?
Certainly not with Sonda, who's had gastro. I will not be using hers. I've got very dry lips, God, and then she's gone, oh, do you want mine? No, I don't.
Lip balm is moisturising, but it smells like...
Chat lips.
I'm so chat.
Don't bring the mood to her chat. Because I...
oh, for cracked lips.
I am feeling a little raw. Yeah.
Not as raw.
Because...
yeah, okay, Jesse.
After you guys... mercilessly mocked the camera cake that I made for my beautiful Ollie's 15th birthday. I challenged Hamish Blake to a cake-off. Mm. But when we spoke to Hamish's other half, Andy, I think Zoe would probably say she's the other half, but other anyway, half, professional yeah, other yeah. half, Andy said that there's like a high likelihood it'll be hard to get Hamish for a cake-off.
Do you think Haim will be up for a assemble-off?
A no. cake-off. No. Why?
Because Haim is lazy in by nature. He would have to do it on or around his kids' birthdays. So you have to be...
Which one's coming up next?
You just have to help him with his cake. Is that what it's going to be?
Well, I mean, like you said, hey, I can't get Haim to do the podcast sometimes as he's paid for
I
job.
Will make him do a cake-off. So if I want something, I get it. I will make him do a cake-off.
They'll end up doing a radio show together and we'll be like, how did this happen?
She's going to be married to him. Trying to break up with her.
Working on it. Over the break, I'm going to work on it. Hamish, if you're listening.
That sounded
so ominous.
So desperate.
How many messages can I send before it's too many?
You haven't sent any.
I haven't sent any. Calm down, everybody.
It's the Troy Sivan limit.
Yeah. No, I've not. I promise you, I've not sent any about it yet.
Have you shouted it in the streets yet between vomiting into a bag?
Just go outside his house. Cake off! Hamish, have me a cake off.
Cake off! Jesse, how you
guys, I am raw. Speaking of Bickers' desperation to meet famous people, because you went all the way.
I've met Hamish.
Okay.
So, anyway. Oh,
have you?
Got his number?
Yeah, you were speaking to Andy in that bit of audio. So.
Because you went all the way to London to meet George Clooney and interview him, and then you almost got a chance to get a photo with Amal, and you messed it up right at the end.
Helen, the producer I was with from the project, was like, that's Amal, go say hello. And I'm like, what am I going to say? And so I went past her and I was like, oh, I just interviewed your husband. And she was like, was he charming? And I said, he was delightful. And she goes, was he funny? And I said, yes. And she said, of course he was. Anyway, and ha-ha. And then I walked away. Then I go, oh, my God, I asked Amal Clooney about her husband. And then I felt gross about that because I was like, I want to talk to Amal Clooney about Amal, right? Why are you rolling your eyes at me? So I thought I should ask her for a photo. But by then she'd gone back through the revolving doors, right? No. So then I had to run back through the revolving doors thinking to try and chase her down because she'd gone back in because she's working. And then I get up to her and I go, Amal, Amal, I'm yelling at her. We were on the phone. I leant in for a hug and then I didn't get the photo. Yep, she was working.
Yeah. She had papers.
Yeah, you could tell she was looking because she had some paper in her hand.
How are you feeling this week?
I can't believe Amal hasn't gone paperless. Because I'm raw.
Okay, this is our last minute together before we have a break from each other for a week. Tell me, are you wrapped or raw?
I'm raw because we had the great man Sam Fisher in sing live for us. And then he invited me to sing Why One. Big chance to hit the big time as a solo artist. And, I had a little mishap. Here we go.
go. You ready?
Yeah.
We'll do the little intro for you.
Okay. Go on.
Ready? One, two, three. I'm kidding. It comes on four. Here we go. We'll go again. It's not one. It comes in on four. Okay. Go. One, two, three.
The city's gonna break my heart.
Yeah.
The city's gonna love you and tear you apart.
Not the lyric, but keep going.
Jesus does. It's been a couple months since I've come home.
Here we go. This is the high part. You're in tune. It's nearly over. The city's gonna break my heart. Here we go.
She's always gonna love you and tear me apart.
Not the lyric at all.
Leave you alone, you idiot.
No, tear me apart.
Is she tearing?
I've got different feelings about the city than you do.
Okay, it's a rewrite.
I can't believe he didn't learn his lyrics to his big song.
Me? Do you mean? Me?
Yes, you.
I didn't know I was going to have my shot.
Will you be texting him over the break?
Definitely, because we have a week off. Our best bits are going to be playing next week. So if you have missed some of the show, it's your chance to catch up, and we'll see you in a week.
And I'll let you know the results of my colonoscopy, guys.
That's right. The double hose goes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy have just logged off for the day. You can log on or off whenever you want. When you drive using the Uber app, you get to choose when to work and when to take a break. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.